Hello, this is Fawn Arena, and you're watching our video review of the Sony Ericsson Hazel. This is a simple slider phone from the manufacturer's Green Heart family of handsets, which seek to be eco-friendly. As a result, the Hazel comes in a pretty compact box, here it is, and the phone itself is made from recycled plastic. It also comes with an energy-efficient charger. The Sony Ericsson Hazel does not come with a touchscreen, but still the display is healthily sized at 2.6 inches with QHD resolution. In addition, its viewing angles are pretty tolerable. Image quality is nice, colors are saturated, but you might have some problems once you take it out under the bright sunlight. But still, once you shield it like that, you should not have any problems seeing what's on screen. Above the display, you have front-facing camera for video calls and a light sensor which automatically adjusts the brightness of the display. Below the screen we have the two soft keys, send and end ones, this quick menu key which brings up some nice goodies like some shortcuts to most used applications, the multitasking capabilities of the phone. And finally you have the delete key. Of course you also have this D-pad with center OK button. On the left side of the handset we have Sony Ericsson's proprietary port for charging and connection to PC, but the cable that you can use to connect the Hazel to the PC is not included in the box. On the right side we have this small volume rocker which is not very easy to operate, and you also have the camera key. Because the camera is with autofocus, this is a two-stop shutter key, and keep in mind that the second stop of the key is quite stiff. On the back of the handset we discovered the speaker grille, the 5 megapixel camera with LED flash. Once you slide the phone open you gain access to the numpad. The keys are quite flush with the surface, but still typically for Sony Ericsson they have a good tactile feel to them, so using the keypad is no problem for even persons with bigger fingers. Of course we want to note that the recycled plastic the manufacturer has used for the Hazel feels pretty nice. Actually it does not give a cheap feel to the phone, it's still quite the contrary. It still feels pretty solid, durable and nice in the hand, so we don't see a reason why more and more manufacturers wouldn't start using these recycled plastics for their phones, because obviously we can't see a difference between recycled and not. And here is the software part of our Sony Ericsson Hazel review. As you see, it is a standard feature phone experience, but still you have some additional features to make it more specific here on the Hazel. You have these on-screen, these home screen widgets. You have a total of 5 widgets for the calendar, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter and WalkMate Eco. this last widget, this is actually an eco-friendly application which calculates the number of steps you've made and shows you the amount of carbon dioxide that you've saved. From these widgets, from the social networking widgets, you can also access the full experience, the full applications that would let you use these services. For example, if I want to interact with the Twitter widget, here's how this is done. You can switch between your tweets, and by clicking Options and Twitter, I go to the full applications here, the full application. And by the way, all the social networking applications here on the Hazel are pretty good with some pretty nice, pretty deep features. You see, you can check your friends' tweets, you can see global tweets, nearby trends, you can search, you can see mentions, favorites, direct messages, and you also have a number of settings here to play with. And the same goes for the Facebook application, which is also pretty deep. In terms of the other functionality here, you see the main menu. It is a standard 3x4 grid. But the appearance of the menu and the interface as a whole depends on the theme that you've set. There, I think, may be four built-in themes here in the Sony Ericsson Hazel. As far as web browsing goes, the browser is not the best one out there because certain larger pages do not load at all. As for those that do load, the Hazel handles scrolling and zooming fairly well. In terms of location services, you have Google Maps, the Java-based version, of course, and Wise Pilot. You actually have a trial version of Wise Pilot, so if you like the app, you have to buy the license. In terms of multimedia, you'll be interacting with Sony Ericsson's proprietary menu, which is quite nice because it gives you combined access to games, video, music, and photos. Pretty much everything here, even web feeds. The Hazel has a 5-megapixel camera with quite a few options, really. You see, you have different shooting modes like normal, smile detection, panorama. You also have different scenes here for different environments. Of course, you can change the picture size. You have different focusing modes, including face detection and macro. You can control the flash, the self-timer, and so on. In the end, we can conclude that the Sony Ericsson Hazel is a pretty nice device overall. We like it because of its eco-friendliness, and it's because it's so easy and comfortable to operate as a phone. It has it also has some pretty decent features like a 5-megapixel camera, Wi-Fi, and also pretty good social networking capabilities. On top of that, it has pretty good sound quality during talks, which is way above average, so we're also happy with this particular aspect of the Sony Ericsson Hazel.